QCQ CQ. This is the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. Your net control tonight is KQ4WHN. That's Kilo Quebec 4 Whiskey Hotel November. My name is Mark. My location is Greer. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. The repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic for that? Please call KQ4WHN. Are there any announcements or bulletins for the net? Please call KQ4WHN. Announcement from your net controller. I'm going to be going over some of the rules for Winter Field Day. Winter Field Day is happening not this weekend, but weekend after next. That's going to be January 20th, starting on that Saturday the 24th at 11 a.m., and there are a whole bunch of rules that you need to abide by it, but if you've never done Winter Field Day before, well, there's a whole lot of different ways you can do that. You don't have to even get in the HF spectrum and do the big radios with the big long wires. You can do it with all sorts of different things, and I got the rules up. I thought I'd go through a few of them just to see if we could refresh ourselves with the rule set and then go from there. All right, folks. Let me go ahead and do a little organizing here. All right, well, now I'll begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call sign, your name, location, and signal your intent to stay on the net for the RAG2 portion. Whether you have a comment, thought, question, well, that's what the RAG2 portion's for, right? So just let us know if you're going to hang around for that, and I'll make sure to come back around to you in order. Okay. Got a number of folks that have used the pre-net check-in on the website. So let's go ahead and get those folks recognized, and then I've got one Echo Link user, and we'll get that, and we'll make our way over to the RF spectrum standby. Okay, in the pre-net check-in from the website, I've got KC4PLT, that's Richard in Pendergrass, Georgia. I got KF4CKT, that's John in Honeypath. Got KC4WGG, that's Patrick there in Rome, Georgia. Looking at KE4VG, Greenville. I've got N4UYB, that's Rebecca in Monroe, Georgia. Got N4DFM, that's Tony in Richmond, Virginia. Got K4XMR, that's Mel in Prosperity. Got WA4JJZ, that's Andy there in Aiken. Got KO4ZEW, that's Ben coming into us from Simpsonville. Got W2AMD, that's Andy in Simpsonville. Got KG4QLQ, that's Linda in Piedmont. Going down the list here, I've got AA4GH, that's Gus in Punta Gorda, Florida. I've got NC9V, that's Leon there in Hendersonville, and he brings along KE4DXJ Windy. I got KC4W, well, that's William there in Anderson. I got KQ4ZWS, that's Christine in Traveler's Rest. Looking at KR4FHX, that's Jamie there in Gaffney. Got KR4ECHO, that's Greg in Hendersonville. Looking at KB2BYQ, that's Dave there in Easley. And to round us out, we've got W4IOE, that's Sid there in Fletcher. Usually a voice that I hear every week did the pre-net check-in, and that's just fine. Any way you can get checked in is the best way. All right, I got a couple of EchoLink stations, EchoLink stations only. Call KQ4WHN.
Net Control. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Yankee Hotel Yankee. That's Jim in Berea, negative and negative.
Net Control, please check in KR4CZI, that's Kilo Romeo 4, Charlie Zulu, India. I done a pre-net check-in just a little bit ago, but it didn't populate, I guess, on your list or something, I don't know. So I'll use that link. Good evening, everybody on net.
Got one more EchoLink station that may have come in here at the last second. Any other EchoLink stations want to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KQ4WHN.
Please check in Kilo Romeo 4, Indigo Uniform Bravo, Lenny in Easley, South Carolina. Negative.
All right, this is KQ4WHN with Blue Ridge 2-meter net. And net control, like I recognize, KO4YHY. That's Jim there in Greenville. Thanks for joining us tonight via EchoLink tonight, Jim. I've got KR4CZI. That's Walter. Walter, I see you both in the pre-net check-in and through your connection via EchoLink. Looks like the pre-net check-in did not get into the log before I started calling it out. So it showed up kind of after I started, and that's why that happened. And then I've got, sounds like a new voice. I've got a KR4IUB Lenny there in Easley. Thanks for joining us tonight, Lenny. Glad you could join us and get your name in the log tonight. Come back each and every night at 9 o'clock. Love to have you. All right, folks. Tonight being Tuesday night, we're going to begin with the India through Lima group, I through L. Call KQ4WHN.
KQ4WHN. Golf 4, Juliet, India, Alpha, that's KG4.
Dennis and Gap, good evening to you all on the net.
WHN. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. Name James upon this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. That's where I'll be negative and negative, saying 73s for each one of you.
WHN. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet, Kilo Victor. KO4JKV, this is Duncan in Asheville, and I'll be negative and negative.
KQ4WHN with Blue Ridge 2-meter net, and net control would like to recognize KG4JIA, that's Dennis there in Gaffney. Thanks for joining us tonight, Dennis. I've got KK4JFO, that's James up there on that mountain there in North Carolina, and thanks for adding your name to the log tonight, James. Good to hear from you, sir. I've got KO4JKV Duncan, our net controller from Monday night, who I irritated from an HT last night. So hopefully he's doing the same for me tonight. It's part of the fun. All right, I've got one EchoLink station unaccounted for, so let's give him a shot. The EchoLink stations only. Call KQ4WHN.
Control. Please check in Kilo Golf 4 Whiskey November Papa, Landon via Echo Lane.
Hey, thank you for joining us tonight, Landon. I've got KG4WNP, Landon from Greenville. Thanks for joining the group and getting your name on the log. That's weird. I got that in the log twice somehow. That's not supposed to be possible, but we'll. Say thanks for joining us tonight, Landon. We'll figure out our technical issues some other time. All right. Anyone else in the India through Lima group, I through L, call KQ4WHN. Move on to the Mike through Papa group, M through P, call KQ4WHN.
Control. Good evening, Mark. Please check in Kilo 4, Oscar, November, Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo 4, told Mike Whiskey Rick, we're both in Piedmont, both be negative and negative. And by telephone relay, please check in our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle, She's with Shoals and she'll be negative and negative.
U4WHN with Blue Ridge 2 meter net. And I've got KK4ONO, Lorena. And as usual, she's bringing the family along. Love it when she does this. This is starting with KK4DMW, that's Rick. And together they bring their daughter, Michelle. KM4MOQ. Thanks for bringing the family. Good to hear from you, as always, Lorena. And thanks for adding those names to my log tonight. All right. Well, got quiet there on the mic through Papa Group, so I guess we're going to move on to Quebec through Tango. Q through T, call KQ4WHN.
4WHN. Mark, would you please check in W4SBX? That's Whiskey 4 Sierra Bravo X-ray. Brad in Simpsonville, take me in and out.
Net control. Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango W2T. His name is Rusty. I'm located over here in Moore. I'll be negative and negative tonight.
WHF. WHS, please check in Kilo Alpha 2 Tango X-ray Juliet KA2TXJ. Jim, mobile in Taylors. I'll be negative and negative.
4WHN. Check in Kilo Oscar 4 Quebec Lima Golf. KO4QLG, this is Chris in Liberty, and I'll be negative and negative.
AQ4WHN. Thank you for calling the net. Please check in N0TR, November 0 Tango Romeo. My name's Tom, I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net. I'll be negative and negative, sir. Hey, Chris.
I'm in, Rusty.
Hey, Tom.
Hi, Rusty.
For WHN. Again, November 4, Tango, Lima, Papa. N4TLP, Terry and Moore, negative and negative. Good evening, everyone on the net.
Thank you for WHN with Blue Ridge 2 meter net. And I'm just going to go ahead and ask a question. Terry, did your call sign change? Because I was...
Yes, sir, it did.
On a new call sign, I'm sure that's a vanity call, and those are always fun. So N4TLP, that's Terry going and joining us for more. Also on the Blue Ridge 2 meter net tonight, we've got W4SBX, that's Brad coming to us from Simpsonville. Brad loaned me some money to get into the GARS Fest there in Greer, and hopefully he's seen that deposit in his account. That's my sneaky way of saying thanks, Brad. I got WU2T, that's John joining us from Moore. I'm sorry, Rusty. Rusty joining us from Moore. Thanks for doing thanks for joining us tonight on the log there, Rusty. I'm gonna get everybody's nickname in this log one day so that I don't have to just depend on the FCC log there. Also got KA2TXJ. That's Jim there in Taylors. Thanks for joining us tonight, Jim. Hopefully your night is going well and everybody's staying nice and warm. I got KO4QLG. That's Chris coming to us from Liberty tonight. And then I've got N0TR. That's Tom coming in from Greer. And you guys are all saying hello to each other, but nobody said goodnight, John Boy. So I'm just going to point that out and leave it there. All right, folks, that's going to move us on to the next RF group. That's going to be Uniform through Zulu, U through Z. Call KQ4WHN.
4WHN. Mark and everyone on the net, please check in N4ZLK. November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo. Shane in Cleveland. No traffic, no table. Thanks for calling the net, Mark.
Not anybody else, but that made me laugh. This is KQ4WHN with Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Having a great time remembering the Waltons. No, I'm actually checking in our latest in the RF group. That's N4ZLK. That's Shane coming to us from Cleveland. Thanks for joining us tonight, Shane, and getting your name in the system. All right. That was kind of a light list from Uniform through Zulu. We'll try it one more time. Anyone U through Z, Uniform through Zulu, call KQ4WHN. See it. Then we'll move on to the top of the alphabet. That's going to be Alpha through Delta, A through D. Call KQ4WHN.
4WHN. Mark and Annette, good meeting you down at Greenwood there, Mark. Please check in, KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home in Easley, no traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you and all on the net.
It's KQ4WHN with Blue Ridge 2-meter net. And net control would like to recognize our Wednesday night net controller. That's KI4DOS, that's Gary. Go Navy. Thank you for your service, Gary. I did not realize I was talking to a Navy man when I had all those cues. So great to make your acquaintance and love the fact that you and I have a little common background. Even though I didn't get to serve, I got to wish. And then I've got K3JOY, and that's his pretty little bride Joy, both coming in to us from Easley. All right, folks, I've got a fresh EchoLink station, so we'll take a quick pause and let EchoLink stations and EchoLink stations only check in Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KQ4WHN.
KQ4WHN, Mark, check in Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, KA4PQA, Stephen in Greenwood. Good evening to yourself in the net. No traffic, no table.
KQ4WHN with Blue Ridge 2-meter net, and net control would like to recognize KA4PQA. That's Stephen coming to us from EchoLink in Greenwood. Stephen, I had the opportunity to shake your hand, sir. I was there at Greer at Garsfest in Greenwood, and I saw you a couple of times, and I went, oh, I need to talk to him, and somehow it just didn't happen. So I apologize, but I'm going to find you at the next Hamfest that I'm going to be at, and I'm going to make sure we get a proper introduction with a handshake. All right, folks. Well, of course, now as I sit here and tap dance and talk, my logging software is having a bad moment, so give me just 1 second to get that cleaned up. It has decided to take a bath. Stand by 1 moment.
KQ4WHN, W4SBX.
What do you say?
Let's go ahead.
Yeah, you know, I was just wanting to compliment you on running such a good net, but spur the money away, no problem, man. All that you did to help me, and just look forward to doing it again sometime, like maybe winter field day we'll meet up. But anyway, I'll return it back to net. W4SBX, I'll be clear.
This is KQ4WHN with Blue Ridge 2-meter net, and my net control software just decided to fall down. So I have given a swift kick in the backside, and I think we are back now. Okay, my apologies for that interruption. I know there are folks waiting to get on with their lives, so I'm going to go and move on to the Echo through Hotel group, E through H, call KQ4WHN.
On net control. In and out, America, Japan 4, Echo November Bobby, and I am pulling up at the house as we speak, so I'll be negative news. Y'all have a great night.
For WHN. Turn on the net. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4, HKX, Dispatcher. Follow my Penrose, no comment, no traffic tonight, Mark. There's not shaking in there Saturday.
WHN. Please check in Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4 EZN Harry in Counter, North Carolina. I will be negative negative tonight, Mark. Thanks.
For WHN, please check in Kilo Romeo 4, Foxtrot November Charlie Mobile tonight. This is Rick in Simpsonville. And I'll be negative and negative. Thanks for calling another net, Mark.
KQ4WHN with Blue Ridge 2-meter net. And net control would like to recognize AJ4EN. That's Bobby pulling into the driveway. Good to hear your voice, Bobby. And again, somebody else I had a chance to shake hands with on Saturday at the Gars Fest there in Greenwood. Good to make your acquaintance, sir. And I loved your story behind why you'd use the different phonetics so people can understand you. That made me smile a little bit. Then I've got KO4HKX. That's Patrick coming to us from Penrose. Patrick, I wish I had more time to spend and have a chat with you, but there's always shaking your hand for the second time. Then I've got KC4EZN. That's Harry coming to us from Candler. And good to hear your voice tonight, Harry. Thanks for getting your name on the log. And then we've got KR4FNC. That's Rick. And he's mobile, but normally in Simpsonville at the QTH. So all you folks out there running around on your mobile rigs, make sure you pay attention. It's getting colder, it's getting darker, and, well, people do strange things. All right, well, we've gotten through the alphabet all the way through. I don't have any Echolink stations waiting for me, so what it will do now is we'll say 81, anywhere, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. Want to check in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call now.
Please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB.
My name's Tommy.
Also, please check in Kilo Quebec 4 to be determined. KQ4TBD. That's Miss Angela. Both here in Southern Greenville County. Be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on net. Good to see everyone at Gars Fest on Saturday.
Kilo Juliet 4 Bravo Kilo India. KJ4BKI. Check. Tyre Rock Hill, man. All right, great. I'll be in now.
Net control. Please check in Kilo Quebec 4, Zulu Yankee Uniform, KQ4ZYU, and then Piedmont tonight, Allen.
KQ4WHN with Blue Ridge 2-meter net, and net control would like to recognize K4XB. That's Tommy. And he brings along Angela, KQ4TBD. Both are in Southern Greenville County. Good to hear your voice as always, Tommy. Thanks for checking in on the net. Get your name and Angela's name in my log tonight. Got KJ4BKI. That's Jack there in Rock Hill. And always good to hear your voice, Jack. You're becoming a regular. I appreciate that, sir. And then finally, we've got Alan, KQ4ZYU. In Piedmont. Thanks for joining us tonight, and I appreciate you getting your name in the log as well, sir. All right, folks. Let me throw out one more call, and then we'll end the formal portion of the check-in, and we'll get to the rag chew. Anybody anywhere want to check in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KQ4WHN. That as all the time I've been doing net control, which is coming up on a year now, I almost always forget to do this. So I will now secure the formal portion of the net with our thanks for those checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We'll begin the rank chew portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between rank chew. Look at me. I'm following protocol. All right. This is KQ4WHN, and I've got a topic that I would like to bring up. Number one, first and foremost, is where does everyone get their call sign apparel? That was the one thing I felt very naked about going to Gars Fest was I was, I think, one of three guys there that didn't have my call sign on some article of clothing, a badge, or something else. And I wandered around the internet for a little bit, but decided, you know, it's either $15 or $40, and I'm not really sure of what's in between. So why don't we start off with who's your favorite call sign apparel company? Give me some ideas. Call now. Well, I went out. And looked at Etsy. I looked at Amazon. Looked at a couple of specific shops. I know you can wander into a lot of garment print shops and get them done that way. But I'm thinking something embroidered in a hat, and then going from there. But if anybody feels like they've got a call sign, hats and shirts and badges that pop onto whatever shirt you're wearing at the time, I feel like that's maybe something I overlooked when I was putting together my ham shack. Was not prepared for that. I had to keep repeating my call sign, and for those that recognized it, wasn't a big deal, but for those that I hadn't met before, it was, I could have been more prepared. You learn things new in each and every day. Okay, well then, moving on, I'm going to just talk a little bit about Field Day. Again, Winter Field Day is once a year. There's another organization that does what's frequently called Summer Field Day, but those two are different organizations, and theirs is actually called Field Day, so a little different. But the idea of both of these events are get out, operate in conditions that aren't your house, and try and set up a radio rig so that you know that it's going to work when you need it. When the power goes out, the next big storm, the next big calamity comes along, what do you need to do better? And if you go to winterfieldday.org, that's winterfieldday.org, you can find all of the good information that I'm going to talk about here. And probably a whole lot more, because nobody wants to hear me read off the rules. But the big thing is, it's happening on January 24th, that's a Saturday, and it will commence at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and it will essentially run for about 30 hours. And it's not limited to the HF spectrum. You can do anything that is simplex is the best example that I've heard from one of the folks, one of the board members at Winter Field Day. Their pitch is, hey, as long as it's simplex, it's ham radio, then you can do it. So if you want to get out there, VHF, UHF, DMR, anything where we're not using a repeater, we're not using the internet, we can get out, we can start making contacts and putting them in the log. So anything with, you think DMR with internet connectivity, it might be dubious. If you've got something that is something like All-Star that's 100% internet connected, that's not going to happen. WireZax, D-Star, they don't want to have that layer of necessity in order to make a contact, because you're not going to be able to do that in the event of a calamity. It's all about getting ready for what might happen. So it is dramatically, overwhelmingly a big part of the HF spectrum, but you can do phone, you can do CW, you can do a number of different things in Winter Field Day, and they've got a couple of new additions for 2026. And they call them objectives, so that you've got that different things that you can do and experiment with inside of Winter Field Day. And I'm going to just go through a couple of them. Some I didn't even know were possible. I didn't know there were things. So whether I'm going to make the attempt to do those or whether I'm not, I'll have to figure that out. I've got a practice session going on this weekend. My son and I are going to see what we can do to play with some of this stuff and get it working. But that's the, that's the basic idea. Experiment, see what works, what doesn't work, what's possible, and maybe what you need to maybe spend a little more time preparing for. So let me open up the Winter Field Day rules, and I'll go from there. Stand by. Okay, so as I started off, I'm not going to read the entire rules page. There's a downloadable PDF document that you can bring into the mix that has all the specific details on how all those things go. Saturday, January 24th, and run for 30 hours. So you can do this all night in the cold if that's your desire. A lot of folks turn it into kind of a camping experience, and I know that a lot of the local clubs, including our own favorite Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, is hosting an event space for Winter Field Day. And hey, you know what else you can find on Winter Field Day? Where everybody is doing their thing. Whether it's just you by yourself, you and a couple of buddies, or your club, you can go in and register your location at winterfieldday.org. And if you want somebody to come and join you, you might be able to find somebody that's in the immediate area who's willing to come and spend some time with you there. Might be a good opportunity to introduce some folks that might be hams that wouldn't be otherwise, with the opportunity to see what it looks like and what it entails. So I'm going to skip through the rules and the exchange. I think that's a big part of it, but something that you can go through and, you know, you've either done it before or you're going to listen to somebody to explain it to you. I will say that a lot of the logging softwares make this easy. One of my favorites is World Radio League, and they had an interview with one of the members of Winter Field Day, and, you know, they were very, very adamant about, you know, hey, make sure your logging software is up to date, because they're not going to be able to accept logs from somebody that's running, you know, a logging software that's 10 years old and it doesn't create, you know, the right export file that they can bring into their system. They're not going to troubleshoot your logs, so they want to make sure everybody's using something that's going to work. World Radio League, it's online. It's all via the web. So, you know, that kind of simplifies having to go through and make sure all that's up to date, because it's always up to date. It's a website. But looking at the modes, the modes are basically all modes is the way it reads, except WSJT. You can use all modes, and the modes are broken into three groups: CW, voice, aka phone, and digital. And those are all permitted. Phone includes SSB, AM, FM, DMR, C4FM. As long as the end result is voice, it's phone. Digital includes PSK, RTTY, Olivia, Packet, SSTV, ATV, JS8 call, and other sound card modes. Kind of leaves it open. About, you know, way you can do points and earn credits, and, you know, if you're a contester and that's important to you, there's a whole thing on objectives and multipliers and how you can make points. Not so much to get the highest score, but to do things that you may not do on a daily basis. Some of the more notable ones are being able to operate entirely on alternative power. For me, that's going to be my radio is going to be plugged into a battery, and, you know, that's about as far as I go. I've got a couple of solar panels that I can use to recharge the battery. I've already tested that. I know that works. But, you know, just something as simple as I don't have it plugged into the wall, and that's a multiplier. That's something that we want to encourage people to do. Operate away from home. So if you and a buddy are planning to work together, you can walk across the street to the state park, or you can, you know, go and be in somebody else's garage and just know that, hey, it's an opportunity to operate away from the house, whether that's, again, in a park, in a parking lot, in a buddy's garage, whatever you decide to do. They only ask that you set up something about a half mile away from your house. All of this is on the honor system, so that really just depends on what you want to do there. I would go with convenience and setting up the event on your equipment more than, you know, making sure you're within half a mile. That seems, you know, I get the point, but I'm going to let that one simmer. I encourage you to deploy and make at least one contact on multiple antennas. So in-fed half-wave, off-center dipoles, delta loops, you know, whatever you've got the capacity to do, maybe work with your friends and trade off antennas and tune-up antennas. All of those things are going to be super important while you're trying to figure out who you can contact with what. Those are all good things to experiment with. Making a single sideband connection or a contact, or a CW contact via satellite, those are good. This is the one that I wasn't prepared for, and it kind of blew me away when I found out it was possible. The rules say send and receive at least one WinLink email. And I was like, okay, I know what WinLink is. I've done WinLink, but you've got to have the internet for WinLink. Well, that's not the case. Apparently, there's a mode of WinLink that you can enable so that it is point-to-point. So you and I are passing emails back and forth between our two computers, between our two radios, with no other infrastructure in between. And I was not prepared for that one. I had not seen that demonstrated, and I didn't know that was possible. So, you know, I'm the IT guy. I'm going to try and figure that one out this Saturday, so I'll be ready for the 24th. All right, I'm going to take a breath here and just open it up for any comments or check-ins. Anybody want to check in the Blue Ridge 2 meter net? Do that now. Call Geeky 4 WHN.
4 WHN. Ken, Kilo, Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, please. Everybody have a good night. Stay warm. 7-3.
It's KQ4 WHN with the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. And net control would like to recognize a very familiar voice. That's KK4 JBQ Larry. Larry, you win the door prize tonight, sir. You are number 50 on my log. And then I've got KC4 MFK, his wife Donna. Thanks for bringing the family tonight, Larry, and always, always good to hear your voice. Anyone else have a comment, question, or check-in for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net? Call KQ4 WHN. And an EchoLink station that just popped up. EchoLink stations, EchoLink station only. If you want to check in the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, call KQ4 WHN.
KT4K, Martin in Greenville, negative and negative.
KT4K, that's Martin, or Marty, in Greenville. Thanks for joining us tonight, sir. I appreciate you coming in and getting your name in the log. All right. Let me bring my web page back up. And I will continue my chattering on about the Winter Field Day activities and go from there. So the I was aware of, and again, new-ish ham. It's I've been a ham since November of 24. Yeah, November of 24. So new-ish ham, but didn't know there was a Winter Field Day special bulletin message. So kind of like Little Orphan Annie radio show, if you're that old. I am not, but I've seen it, the Christmas Story movie. You're supposed to accurately copy the Winter Field Day special bulletin message. And didn't know that was a thing. So when that, it's amazing what happens when you read the rules and actually find things. So they're going to have several different times and frequencies that will be published on the website. And that's, you know, just something else to copy traffic, pass traffic kind of thing that is not a bad idea. Some of the other stuff, you know, just making contacts on multiple bands. I think that's a good idea. Operate QRP, so low wattage, 10 watts or less. Astonished what people can do with the right antenna, and 10 watts is amazing, and just to see how far you can get, that's always interesting. The one that I think I would struggle on is operate 6 continuous hours during the event. And the point they make there is emergencies last days, even weeks. Do you have the battery, the backup power to be able to do that? And is that something you're prepared to do? So, okay, I get that one. Might have to bring some snacks. But goes into a lot of really good information here, and there is an even more detailed document that you can download as a part of the Winter Field Day rules. You'll find that in red once you click on the rules document. All right, well, that's all I had to bring to the table tonight. So I'm going to open it back up for anybody else who wants to check in. Anybody wants to make a comment, or anybody that has a question, Call KQ4 WHM.
KT4K.
This is KQ4 WHN. You have the floor.
Yeah. Was that back to me? I missed something there. But anyhow, I wanted to say I am on the, I think it was, the M1KE tonight, KT4K.
That's KT4K. Got you on the mic, and you're sounding great. It's coming in like I would expect it to if you're connecting digitally, but you sound probably clearer and more distinct than any of us on the RF frequency, but that M1KE device is a magic device if you've got the budget for it.
It's a crazy device. It's a miracle thing, yeah. Best invention, I think, of the year. But, well, they run them on sale about 360. I've seen them as low as 340 if you really watch for them.
How long does a charge last on that if you're continuously up and using it? Have you exercised it?
Really a good battery. It'll last, I haven't worn it out in a day. It's a pretty good battery.
If you're not familiar with the M1KE, that's one of those miracle toys from Europe that it will connect to all digital modes without a radio. The downside of it is it doesn't do radio, but it'll connect to the internet via your Wi-Fi connection and don't have to have a hotspot and don't have to do anything special or have the right brand of radio. You talk D-Star, you talk WireZax, you talk All-Star, anything you want to talk that thing pretty much supports natively over the internet. So super, super handy if you want to play radio on the road or from somebody's secret Wi-Fi connection. Really, really impressive little device.
It's pretty neat. I had another comment about it, and I already forgot what it was. But, oh, well, it's getting old. KT4K, thanks. Just wanted to I meant to get that in tonight.
Thanks for joining us tonight, getting your name in the log, and sharing that. I mean, that's I've heard a number of people using the M1KE in a number of different QSOs, and I don't know that I'm going to ever have extra money, but if I can work that into the budget, that'll be a toy at some point. I have to feel like that would be something easy to throw in the bag and just play radio even when you don't have something that generates a lot of RF. So really, really neat little device there. All right, folks. Well, it's getting a little quiet. I've called out a few times. Anybody else want to check in, make a comment, ask a question? Anybody want to answer my question on where you get the call sign apparel? I got a couple of things out there for you to comment on. Feel free to do that. Call KQ4WHN.
Well, anybody else, I remembered what I was going to say about it, KT4K.
What else would you like to add to the list here?
Your battery. You can use it while it's charging, and it charges on a USB port, so it's pretty handy, and it stays charged all day. You can talk that way. But the battery pretty much lasts all day even without a charge, but that works too.
Smartphone, for sure. So that's impressive. And if you're doing a lot of chatter with that, then that's quite the battery. But you figure it's only got to go, as far as Wi-Fi goes. So, and there's probably not a big 7-inch display and all the other things that drain batteries. So that's, like I said, I don't know who came up with that, but the company that sells it, they've got a neat little product there.
I just thought of another thing, is you can run it on your computer. You run the, what I do is I'll listen sometimes through the computer speakers, which are much nicer sounding than the M1KE device.
it's not bad, but you can put real nice computer speakers on there and run it through the computer. And really, the app on the computer is unbelievable. You can change anything on this device through the computer app. And if someone's got one and has never tried it, you don't know what you're missing. It is unbelievable. The programming is, you've got some brilliant people. That's all I can say. KT4K.
U4WHN with Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. I had to look up the name of the company because it wouldn't come into mind. But the M1KE is made by Shark RF. And you go to the page for that device, and it says, forget hotspots. Enter the digital radio world with our stuff, right? The M1KE. What do you think about the dimensions? Does it hold like a standard mic, like maybe a mobile mic on a mobile rig? From a size standpoint, how does it feel in your hand?
Yeah, sort of like a maybe slightly oversized hand mic. It's very comfortable. Like I said, it's much easier to operate on the computer because you don't need the buttons. You can duplicate all the buttons on the computer. So, but sometimes, you know, you want to run it off mobile, maybe through a cell phone, that kind of thing. You can do that. And so you have no computer in front of you. But there's lots of options with it anyhow. KT4K.
Brought up the compatible digital radio networks that it works with. So this list is, you can do direct device to device. So you don't need any other, no internet connection, no wireless infrastructure. You can go M1KE to M1KE as far as that goes. You could do multicast to other M1KE devices. You can do IAX2, All-Star Link, Echo Link, DMR, which includes Brandmeister DMR Plus, DMR Mark, on and on and on. D-Star, the XLS, the DCS, the REF, the D+, XRF, System Fusion, and C4FM, NXDN, P25, POCSHE, and APRSIS, and then you can build your own custom private networks and build your own custom servers, and wow, that's, if you wanted to get into digital, that may be the way, because if you were to buy the cheapest handheld DMR radio and a hotspot, you're already at the cost of this thing. So that's that does it all right there. One product.
What I like to do is get on the TGIF network. It's kind of like Echolink. You register with them and they give you a number. But they have you get on the computer and they will just constantly scroll all the activity now TGIF network runs several modes. It's not limited to one mode. You just watch them scroll, and if you see one you like, and it could be anywhere in the world, you put in the number and whap, zap, you're there. You're talking to the whoever it is. So it's amazing. Let's see, what do they call that? Oh, last heard list, TGIF.network, and you get this last heard list, and it'll just scroll down your screen constantly, and you just pick the one you like, and if you click on a name, it'll tell you more about it also. But it's pretty remarkable. KT4K.
Getting to the top of the hour, and we probably should turn over the repeater at some point, but let me throw it out there one more time. Any last minute check-ins, any last comments, any last questions, call KQ4WHN. Well, I appreciate everybody coming in and getting in the log tonight. I've got Gary, who's going to be joining us tomorrow night at 9 o'clock. That's KI4DOS, and he's going to not only be running the log, but running the swap net as well. So join him tomorrow night at 9. I'm sure he would appreciate you spending some time with him there. Stand by. I'll get my net report ready, and then we'll call tonight. Q4WHN, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for those checking in. We'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s, and good night.